Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Cosmic Connections with Madeline, talk radio to help you prosper by working in harmony with the universe. Hello, everyone. This is Madeline Gerwick, and thanks to Dr. Pat and the Transformation Talk Radio Network, I'm with you each week at this time on Fridays. I'm a certified astrologer and the author of The Good Timing Guide, which provides you good timing for all your activities. I'm also the co-author of The Complete Idiot's Guide to Astrology. My degree is in economics, and I specialize in business, economic, and personal astrology. And I also help people achieve prosperity in all areas of their lives. Now, on this show each week, we discuss tools and ideas that you can use to work in harmony with the universe and increase your prosperity. Today's show is a special one-hour show. And after I tell you about what's up in the heavens, I have a special guest, astrologer and shaman Diana Stone. She's here to talk with us about preparing for ascension and her new book, Playing the Ascension Game. And I also want to remind you that next Friday on December 21st, my show will be at 11:30 a.m. Pacific time instead of 11 a.m. So I'll be here, but a half hour later than usual. Now, next Friday, I'll interview Lee Carroll, who channels Kryon, the Earth's Magnetic Master. We'll be talking about shifting on December 21st. So mark your calendar now for that special time and special show next Friday at 11:30 a.m. instead of 11 Pacific time. Now, before I tell you what's up in the heavens, I want to remind you that the holidays and the new year are getting really close. So remember that the 2013 Good Timing Guide makes a great gift as well as an essential tool for yourself. It allows you to select the most auspicious and successful dates for all your important projects and activities. Remember that the Good Timing Guide also provides you those time-out periods, which occur three times each week when nothing positive comes of the actions you take or the decisions you make. So be effective and successful with your plans. You can get the combination of both the 2012 and the 2013 guides and the 2012 and 2013 newsletters on special now at AskMadeline.com. That's AskMadeline.com. Or call us toll-free at 877-524-8300. And that number again is 877-524-8300. Now, are you looking for an interesting gift idea, one that brings money all through the year? If so, consider giving the gift of prosperity by purchasing one of the many prosperity CDs or MP3 classes. And they all have a 20% discount this month for your prosperity. So for business owners, we offer 8 keys to the ultimately prosperous business. There's also the prosperity release, wealth building with the universe, the art of conscious language, and take an energy inventory for prosperity. Any of these gifts will increase someone's prosperity, and they're great gifts for these times. Now, to learn more, go to AskMadeline.com. That's AskMadeline.com. And just click on the store and then on the prosperity classes, or call us toll-free at 877-524-8300. That number again is 877-524-8300. So, what's up in the heavens? Well, first, I want to mention that since I'll be interviewing Lee Carroll next week, there won't be a What's Up in the Heavens for next week. So I'm going to cover as many cycles as I can for the next 2 weeks until I'm able to do this again on December 28th. So first of all, our new moon yesterday on December 13th had an almost compulsive feeling of birthing higher consciousness and a new paradigm. Now, this was shown by the cycles of the sun and moon, exactly by septile Uranus. These cycles were exact to the minute at the new moon, which is highly unusual. So are you feeling those energies of birthing higher consciousness and a new paradigm? I hope so. they feel exciting to me. And at the same time, there's a feeling of irritation or frustration related to meeting responsibilities. We may be ready to play and celebrate, but we still have daily responsibilities to handle. Yes, even with higher consciousness, we still have to chop wood and carry water. Now, next, peaking today on December 14th, we have a cycle associated with new ideas and new technologies. We may even be returning to new ideas that we considered previously. This is the cycle of Mercury trine Uranus. However, we also have to be careful to get the logistics right, and that's not well supported. So don't get into overestimation, ignoring details, or blithely believing that they will magically be fine. They won't, and you can't get yourself into a big pickle if you pretend it will all work out without a serious effort. These are the cycles of Mercury square Neptune and opposite Jupiter. So pursue those new ideas, but get the details worked out correctly. Now, fortunately, Mercury square Neptune, the cycle related to confusion, already peaked, and it finally goes out of range tomorrow on December 15th. Mercury opposite Jupiter, known for overestimating, peaks on December 17th, and it stays in range through December 21st. Now, next, we have a cycle associated with money disappearing. Now, this may be the norm for this time of the year, the holidays, but just in case you can't afford to lose track of your money, we get a set of cycles that have the potential for lots of money to be lost and possibly regained. Now, these began yesterday on December 13th. The first cycle, which is Venus square Neptune, peaks on December 16th. The cycle is notorious for confusion related to love and money, money or love dissolving, or even being deceived out of your money. This is not a good investment time. It stays in range through December 21st. Now, shortly after that, though, we get another cycle associated with unexpected but positive money surprises. This is usually gifts of money or extra good sales at this time of the year. So if you weren't paying attention and lost money with the previous cycle, you have a chance to regain it. This cycle, which is Venus trine Uranus, comes in range today on December 14th. It peaks on December 19th, and it stays in range through December 24th. Now, a third cycle, which is Venus square Chiron, can also be very challenging. And this one is associated with financial losses or relationship issues. This cycle comes in range tomorrow on December 15th, and it peaks on December 20th. It stays in range through December 26th. Now, this cycle can indicate financial losses, so be careful with your money during this period. Now, on top of all that, there's a fourth cycle involved, and this one suggests we could lose a lot of money or overspend. Now, certainly with the holidays here, the latter is a likely possibility for many people. This cycle, which is Venus opposite Jupiter, comes into range on December 17th. It peaks on December 23rd. It stays in range through December 27th. So retailers should love these cycles as they favor overspending. However, your budget may not, so be careful with your money now. Now, notice that these cycles are occurring close together, and the combination of these cycles suggests that you could suddenly and easily lose a lot of money in major investments. So be especially careful with your money in December. If you're in the stock market, take defensive action immediately if you haven't already done so. Also, avoid making important investments now since they're likely to be losers. Now, next, as the winter solstice or the first day of winter occurs on December 21st, a whole new set of energies is put into motion for the coming quarter. Now, the winter solstice has a set of cycles that are associated with major power plays, leaders resigning, leaving, or dying, or disruption of some sort. More scandals are likely to be revealed as well. And these cycles are Sun conjunct Pluto and both square to Uranus. Now, they can indicate leaders taking some unusual or radical actions or making major changes. However, those who do not make changes are likely to find themselves leaving their posts. In personal situations, especially if you have planets or personal points between 0 to 10 degrees of Aries, Cancer, Libra, or Capricorn, major permanent changes may be up close and personal. So if so, ask what the universe is bringing you and why. at this point in time, if we haven't made our needed changes, then we may feel like the universe has a 2x4 with which it's about to hit our head. It's better to make your own changes than to have the universe make them for you. So I hope you're doing that. Now, this winter solstice also has a configuration known as a finger of God or a yod between Jupiter, Saturn, and Pluto. This unusual configuration suggests that there are two major adjustments which must be made in order for the economy to grow. Now, one of these is that debt levels must be lowered. No surprise there. The other is that certain structures or processes must be transformed and adjusted in order to create growth. Now, these issues also apply to all of us, not just the economy. In general, look for issues where you need to make adjustments, transform structures or processes in your life, and or make changes or power in power or debt situations. This yacht is very tight, suggesting we'll likely be heavily involved in making these adjustments for the entire next quarter. Now for a tip from my 2012 Good Timing Guide, and this week your tip is this. Notice that next Monday, December 17th, has a 6.5-hour time out from 10:13 a.m. to 4:49 p.m. Pacific Time, or 1:13 p.m. to 7:49 p.m. Eastern Time. So don't take important actions then, as nothing positive will come of them. And also notice that Thursday, December 20th, something is falling out that day. So don't go and attempt an important new start then either. Now, lastly, just a quick reminder that you can sign up to receive your own copy of What's Up in the Heavens. It's a copy of the information I give you each week on this show, so you don't have to take notes. You can get it in your email on Fridays by registering for it on my website. Just go to askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. And it's free, so get signed up today. Now, how can you prepare for ascension? When I come back from this very short break, my guest, astrologer, shaman, Diana Stone, will give you some tips for this. You're listening to Cosmic Connections with Madeline. I'll be right back.
Just stop what you're thinking right now and ask yourself, if I could have anything I desired, what would it be? Now expand that energy beyond anything you have ever imagined. That energy, that is you. What if you could have access to that all the time? Curing the incurable are for those that desire a different possibility with their life and their body. Does that excite your molecules? Well, check out Liam's website at liamphillips.com.
The hit radio show Authenticity Rising with Christine and Sabrina is energizing people everywhere to rise to the occasion of their lives. Do you feel overwhelmed by all the information out there that's designed to improve your life? Do you feel that you're destined to become more? Are you sometimes afraid to fully express who you are? Let Authenticity Rising with Christine and Sabrina help you to step into true empowerment, leading you to greater joy, ease, and abundance. Co-host Christine Upchurch and Sabrina Fritz invite you to join them every Monday at 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, and rise to the occasion of your life.
We would like to ask you to join Michael Shane and the Ascension Foundation in a special holiday giveaway. Throughout the year, the Ascension Foundation has sponsored a number of amazing healing events with Michael Shane and the Ascended Masters. With the help and support of those who participated, we raised $1,000 and want to gift this to one special family this holiday season. We invite you to write in and recommend a family to receive this special gift. Please email us by midnight, Wednesday, December 19th, at info@michaelshane.com with your reason for nominating this family, their contact information, and any other information that will help us with our decisions. A panel headed by the Ascension Foundation will select the family on Friday, December 21st. Again, that's info@michaelshane.com. That's info@michaelshane.com. For more information, you could also call the Ascension Foundation at 1-800-508-6437.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Tune in to the Sean and Jen Show, Soul Path Insights Radio, each Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show with Sean and Jen will have you saying yes to as much abundance as you desire. Imagine a happier soul, radiating energy in all areas of your life. Get ready to understand the meaning and the message in your life. Shift obstacles to opulence. Experience powerful, intuitive coaching, live readings, and transformative tools as Sean and Jen dare you to live your best life.
Welcome back to Cosmic Connections with Madeline, talk radio to help you prosper by working in harmony with the universe. Today, I have a special guest, astrologer and shaman Diana Stone. She's here to discuss preparing for ascension. Now, Diana Stone wears many hats. She has served a worldwide astrological practice over 40 years. And her contributions to the astrological community include lectures, articles, books, radio and TV interviews, and teaching workshops. She specializes in horary, which is a special branch of astrology. And Diana has maintained a worldwide healing ministry also as a shamanic healer, specializing in soul retrieval. In 1982, she was certified as a teacher of Huna, the healing secrets of the ancient Hawaiian kahuna. And Diana worked with her spirit teacher from the higher realms to lay down the model of the 21st century Western shaman. Now, Diana has been a voice in the Ascension movement since 1999. She and her brother co-authored a trilogy of books, The Technology of Ascension series. And the books include instructions for activating the light body. Diana has just released the latest in the series, Playing the Ascension Game. So welcome to the show, Diana.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me, Madeline.
Oh, I'm so delighted to get you here finally.
Well, I'm a fan of the show.
Now, I know that your training as a healer shaman was what led you into the ascension path. So for starters, please tell our listeners, how did you get started on this path to being a shaman?
Well, I'll have to take you back some years when I was living in St. Louis, and I was concentrating mostly on being an astrologer, and I was shopping downtown St. Louis, and I heard someone calling my name. And I looked across the street, and I saw my friend Charlie, and he was going across traffic in the middle of the block, dodging cars and waving two books in his hands. And he came up to me and shoved the books in my hands and said, I think you're going to like these. And off he went across the street, dodging cars again. Well, I took the books home, and of course I was really curious what they were about. And these were about the ancient healing secrets of the Hawaiian kahunas, known as Huna, H-U-N-A. Your listeners can Google that if they want. And that started me studying the more shamanic type of healing thing. And as time progressed, I became a certified teacher of Huna and their healing practices. And in 1980, my own spirit teacher approached me. I began working with him for about 13 years, and he was his goal was to lay down a model for the 21st century shaman that worked in our culture. Now, I want you to know that I respect the rituals of every other culture, Native American or whatever. However, we in the Western cultures have none of the rituals or any of the shamanic tradition. So he laid this down as a way to work for us. And when I work with people, I'm usually on the phone at a distance, and there's no way I can do rituals. So the method, basically, in a word, is that everything is done in consciousness. I do my shamanic journeying by just closing my eyes, going out and journeying psychically. Maybe I'll pick up a past life or some type of negative energy that needs to be cleared and so on. But that was how he eventually laid down the model for the new 21st century shaman. That's how it got started way back then. And here's
wow.
what I find so interesting.
Yeah, holy cow.
I was walking around from store to store in this big city of St. Louis. How did Charlie know where I was that day?
No kidding.
I think my guides had a little hand in that, don't you?
Yes, and I another, do, absolutely.
Yasuna is known as white magic. We all know about black magic, but this is white magic, the good kind of healing and so on.
And wow.
Guess what? Charlie was a professional magician.
Oh, my goodness.
Don't you just
wow.
love the symbolism there?
Absolutely. That's really cool.
Anyway, that's how it got started way back then. That was in about 1968.
That is a great story. Now, for starters, since we're talking about ascension today, I think we ought to address the question that seems to be on everybody's mind, which is what's going to happen on December 21st? So what do you think will happen on December 21st?
Oh, I knew that would come up, Madeline. Of course, that's on everyone's mind that knows anything about ascension, or even if not, most people on the street have heard about this December 21st date. And I would love nothing better than to tell you I knew exactly what will happen that day, but I don't know for sure what will happen. I have followed all of the reliable channels that I've read through the years. There's no consensus among them. I do believe that it is something that we create. We need to be aware of that. And that my feeling and opinion is that ascension is a process that's already started, and that this is a incredibly significant date in that process. And I don't think we're going to see a fleet of spaceships landing to take us somewhere, and the rivers aren't going to run red with blood, and all of these things that we've seen in the movies and so forth. But I think we're just going to have to wait, and all of us stay open to seeing what does happen on that day. But I do think it is significant.
Yes, and it seems to be significant in terms of major shifts occurring. And the main reason I have heard for that is because we are lining up with the Galactic Center.
Exactly right.
So, but, you know, the Galactic Center is big, and, you know, we've kind of been lined up with it all year long.
That's right.
You know, it's not like a single day. Well, considering what you've just said, what's the most important thing for listeners to do between now and December 21st?
Well, obviously, there's not much time left, so we can't start a whole major program of overhauling ourselves. But I'm suggesting to everyone that we do a physical cleanse, cleanses of the body. Everything is in the body somewhere. So whatever this means, we have it in our consciousness, especially the liver. That's the big organ that will hold this. So I think a liver flush and cleanses in order. Also, connect with the love vibration. And the best way to do that is through gratitude. I have arthritis, and my body hurts sometimes, and I used to complain about it. And now I say, thank you for keeping my heart beating, for my breathing going, for letting me to write this book. And try to just concentrate on the positive and not the negative. So if you want to express that love vibration through gratitude, that's very powerful.
Absolutely. And also letting go of perhaps of judgment would be useful, too.
Absolutely.
Yeah, which is nice at this time of year anyways, right?
So,
holidays and all. So,
yeah.
So is there anything to not do?
I think fear is our biggest enemy right now. There's been a lot of apocalyptic movies and so forth. Learning to let go of fear and have faith. Everything will be okay. Don't try to save others. Let go of that. They have their path, and who are you to judge? Don't worry about whether your kids are going to make it. left brain likes to demand answers to everything. let's let go of that. The big worry I hear about is, do you think I made it? My readers of my newsletter will write and say, did I make it? Do you think I made it? Everybody makes it to some degree this year and the years ahead. The Earth's frequencies are changing, and so are yours. It's evolution. It's evolution. It's inevitable. So
absolutely,
have some trust and
yes,
be okay.
Yep,
nothing
absolutely.
Nothing to fear.
Absolutely. So my next question is, why did you call the book Playing the Ascension Game? Isn't ascension a serious matter? Why did you name it that?
Yes, I don't want you to think that that was intended to be flippant. Playing the game is a very powerful theme all through this book. And when you are in game consciousness, you are in right brain consciousness. And that engages the intuition. And it's through the intuition that we have access to all knowledge. It's out there, all sources and all solutions. In a game, the impossible becomes possible. And I really have to refer you to the book for some amazing statistics about this subject, about game playing, about that genre. I was surprised. Your readers may be surprised. But everybody can play a game. And this book is for everybody. I have reference pages there that outline the basics of metaphysics for newcomers that need to read about it. It includes reincarnation, karma, activating the light body, and synchronicity. There are special shaded pages you can go to and read about them.
Okay, so just hold that thought.
Okay.
Now, listeners, what was the biggest secret that Diana's teacher from the higher realms revealed to her about how to progress spiritually? When we come back from this short break, Diana Stone will have the answer for you, so stay tuned. You're listening to Cosmic Connections with Madeline. We'll be right back.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Get ready for a new and brighter future with The Joseph Gabby Show. Consciously living your destiny. Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to break through stagnation and procrastination and fulfill your life's destiny. This hit show will clear mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual stuckness using numerology and an endless list of life-energizing tools live on air. To find out more about Joseph and how to discover the power of blueprint numerology and spiritual healing, visit www.consciouslylivingyourdestiny.com.
Welcome to Sisters Talk Radio. Awaken the feminine power that glows in your heart. There are just certain heart-to-heart conversations you can only have with your sisters. The conversations you crave when you need to reconnect. Mona and Savitri explore our feminine power as they look at headline topics and what women are talking about. Join us on Sisters Talk Radio, Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern. Only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.